generally watches one movie at Christmas every year. I won't ask you to guess. It's a good one, but it's Love Actually. Actually, it's Love Actually. But my personal favorite is the one involving a little boy who is desperate to get a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas, called A Christmas Story. And I got thinking about these movies lately. You know, there's new ones coming out trying to become the instant classic and mostly failing. But it occurred to me that so many of them are about saving Christmas. Have you noticed this? Christmas is somehow in danger. If we don't get the right gift, if the dumb dad doesn't get the proper gift that he promised to get, that's a common one, right? Or one of my favorite radio shows at this time of year is about Dave cooking the turkey. That's not a movie, but anyway, it's a story. Even my favorite is about the kid who just, you know, Christmas won't be the same if he doesn't get that BB gun. And of course, as soon as he gets it, he nearly shoots his eye out. But you discover in that one, at least, that really the point isn't the gift. It's the time they spend together and the laughs that they have and the really ridiculous lamp that gets broken. And but the Santa Claus movies are all about somehow Santa not being able to make it on the sleigh. He gets kidnapped or he's sick or, you know, what would we do? We're awfully good at kind of missing the point, aren't we? Christmas is not actually about, and we know this, it's not actually about the stuff we get, although it is fun. It's not necessarily about making sure Santa magically visits every family on earth, but don't worry, kids, he will. And you know, we kind of make the same mistake with the original, what we boldly call the original Christmas story, the story of Jesus and his birth. There are some folks who love pointing out, you know, Jesus really wasn't born on December the 25th. Well, we know that. At least in our family, we rarely celebrate birthdays on the day that they happen. Does that happen in your family? You find the date that works best for most people, right? Plan a party. Well, almost every culture in the world celebrates at this time of year when the nights are getting longer and longer, the days are getting shorter and shorter, and then at the solstice, the light starts to shift, and we get longer days and shorter nights. Of course, we celebrate the coming of the light. What a perfect time to celebrate the birth of the coming of our light, Jesus. But we get mixed up about missing the point of Christmas in lots of different ways. How many of you are sitting there feeling exhausted? There's somebody on the floor over there. Oh yes, I know you're exhausted. Yeah. And we can be excused if we wonder, really, is it worth it? Because we lose sight of what it's about. It's not actually about making sure you have a gift for everyone, or the right gift, or the perfect turkey, although my son would tell you that's pretty darn important. Good thing he cooks the turkey. I think we know deep within ourselves what actually it's about. This yearning that we have to make the world right, where no one is alone, where we all know that we are beloved, where all can be safe and loved. We have that yearning deep within us. It's built into our DNA, every one of us. We can't make Christmas perfect. There's no such thing. And it's okay. But that longing that we have for actual peace, for love that extends beyond one day into the whole year and into the whole world. This yearning we have to assure one another that we are not alone. That is deeply connected to the heart of who God is. This God who so long ago came bursting into the human experience in person to be with us. That was the point. The fulfillment of prophecy, the angel choirs, the gifts from afar, all good, but not the point. The point was God yearns to be with us and to remind us that we are loved, that we belong to each other. We are one. Our instinct to care for each other, our instinct to make things right in this world is a beautiful echo of God's immense love that undergirds all of creation and gives life to the universe. And so this Christmas Eve, I hope we can all be gracious with ourselves about something we forgot to buy, or the letter that's not finished being written, or the phone call we'll have to make after Christmas, or the food that won't quite be the way we had hoped. When we look at the faces here around us, in our homes, on our streets, in our community, let's allow that deep sense of longing in us to take the lead. The longing is not for stuff that we want, or the perfect looking home, or the perfect social occasion, or the gift, or the card. It's a longing that each and every person knows they are not alone. They are beloved, and we are in this life together because we belong to each other, and God is right here with us in our midst. Not full of thunder and lightning, but as a vulnerable child, teaching us from the very beginning how to love again. This is the story of Christmas, the story that really can change everything. Amen. Let's sing, What Child Is This?